You know what I've been dying to ask you, and I don't know if it's an inappropriate question.
All right, let's hear it.
So Nick Fratiani is my special guest co-host while Raven's away. He's American Idol winner. And when his season was on, I know J-Lo was one of your judges. Who are the other judges?
Harry Connick Jr. and Keith Urban. And obviously Seacrest was there.
Right. He was there. He's always there. He's, I mean, that's literally all he does for the rest of his life, right?
I mean, and 90 other jobs, but yeah.
Yeah. What do they smell like? Like, let's start with Ryan Seacrest. What does Ryan Seacrest smell like? Because you're closest to him.
So I'm tired because I've been getting up early, and you know that this is not normal for me. I think you asked me, how do they smell?
Yeah.
So I'm not just hearing things. Okay. you've asked me some weird ones, and that's up there.
Don't you wonder what celebrities, like, do they smell like the rest of us? What do they smell like?
All right. The only time I remember that the first time I met Keith Urban, I was like, he noticeably smelled better than like the normal person I met. Like
I
it must be,
so.
That was the first time I probably smelled like ridiculously expensive cologne. You know what I mean? Like it had to be a lot.
Like what kind of cologne does he wear? You think he's wearing Jacquard?
I don't know. I don't know. What's that? Is that like what my dad used to see him wear in the 80s?
Remember? No. Remember
is that
all
like
the
a black
Jacquard cool water cologne?
Cool water. Yeah. Remember? I don't wear cologne.
See, I don't wear, I have Chanel number 5, and it's always been my thing because I'm a Marilyn Monroe person. So, like, that was always a thing. Marilyn Monroe wore Chanel number 5. It's classic. That's what I wear. But, like, what I wear, I mean, like, once every 3 months when I remember to squirt it.
Right.
Like, do guys even wear cologne? My husband has, like, the Acqua di Gio. Remember?
Yeah.
Armani.
I'm going to, like, look it up. Like, I feel like I should. And now I kind of, like, want. I feel like that's, like, an adult thing to do. Like, maybe I should get a cologne. I'm 35 now.
If Keith Urban smells that good and he's having expensive cologne, I feel like we should also do that.
Maybe I'll ask him what it is.
Ask him. Do you know him enough? Like, if you tweet at him, will he respond?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we should 100%
do that. I have
his
email. I don't have his number. Or maybe I did, but I don't know if it's... I feel like they change him all the time.
Just tweet at him and tag us, and let's see if he responds. I want to know what Keith Urban is using.
Yeah.
How about J-Lo?
I do too now. Oh, J-Lo just smells incredible.
Like what?
I don't even know. Heaven.
Heaven. Good. That's what she smells like, heaven. So my husband got an email from one of the guys that had interviewed for a job for him. He's a finance guy. He's got one of those corporate office kind of things going on. So all his interviews are over Zoom. It's Anna and Raven. Nick Fratiani is guest co-hosting with me while Raven is away. He'll be back tomorrow. So Nick, he told me about the interview because it was a Zoom, and the whole time the guy's camera was like, it was weirdly off, and all he could see was up to his chin. It was like his chest and his chin. So he kept calling him the chin guy, right?
Okay.
And he was like, 90% of our meetings right now, like, because they do a lot of international stuff, it's all Zoom. Mm-hmm. He's like, and this guy can't figure out for an interview how to do it. And, you know, I'm staring at his chin. He's not going to get the job. I'm like, oh, you know, okay.
I have to agree. Like, if you can't figure that out, that's a problem.
Right. Now, I know that. You know that. Clearly this guy don't know that.
Right.
Do you know that he actually emailed? Now, this interview was like 6 months ago. He interviewed my husband last week and said, I was just wondering for feedback on why I didn't get the job. So he says to me, do I tell him he's the chin guy or do I just like make up a different excuse? I go, I don't know. I think if it was me, I would want somebody to be like, hey, learn how to use Zoom. Learn how to use your camera. Like, if you can't present yourself that way, like, this is what it is.
I probably would have just been like right away in the interview, like, hey, can you adjust your camera? I only see your chin.
Right.
Chin, you know? I don't know.
I mean, you're probably right. But knowing my husband, it was like a
But he was like,
test.
I'm going to see how long this guy,
this
for
goes.
Sure.
That's, yeah. Yep.
I respect your husband a lot more, actually, now for just letting him stay like that.
Did you ever interview for a job that you really wanted and you didn't get it? I mean, you won American Idol. I feel like you pretty much just get to win things.
That was a big job interview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once I auditioned for a musical. It was like one of those on, I won't say which one it is, but it was one of those like made like the TV ones. I think it was on Fox. They do different like musicals live on TV.
Yeah.
And so my agent got me an audition, and I went into the city, and I thought I was super prepared, and I did not get the job.
When you walked in there, could you read their faces? And what did you do that you knew, like, you walked out of there and you're like, I bombed this?
Oh, I did know right away. Like, when I left, I said, not a shot. But it's weird because I had never done anything like that, like any theater type stuff. So you're in, like, this waiting room with other people and you know their reading for the same role as you, and I actually recognized one of the people that went in before me. He was like a famous, he was in a pretty big 2000 era band, I don't know, the last like 15 years or so. So I was intimidated right away. And then he went in and I could hear him auditioning. I'm in like the waiting room. And so that just freaks you out.
Right.
You know? And then I went in there, I had to sing a song first, thought I did really well there. And then it came to do the like, the acting.
Yeah.
Totally forgot my lines.
You forgot your lines.
Totally
again.
Forgot. And they're like, it's okay.
Yeah, sure it is.
I'll see my way out.
Right, exactly. I had an interview for Pepperidge Farm, the company. I have no problem saying who it is. I throw them right under the bus. No problem whatsoever. And it was for the communications director, and I was out of college. And I wanted it so badly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it. And I always wondered why I didn't get the job. And I never really knew. I mean, obviously, there was probably people that just weren't qualified, or like I had to submit writing samples and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I never asked why. And I always regret, like, why didn't I ask why? Like, I worked so hard on that. Like, I've never prepared so much for an interview in my life, you know?
That's tough.
My husband got an email from somebody that had interviewed for a job for him, and he didn't get the job. And the truth is that he didn't know how to use the camera on his Zoom, and the whole time during the interview, all my husband could see was his chin. So my husband was faced with a dilemma, like, do I tell him the truth? So he basically told him, well, your Zoom skills weren't up to par. And, you know, in 2021, that's a big deal since so many meetings are on Zoom. And I thought that was interesting because do you know why you don't get the job? A lot of times you go on interviews, you don't get the job, and you never find out why. Nick Fradiani is my guest co-host while Raven's on vacation. Nick said he won American Idol, so clearly he's gotten some big jobs. But you went on a Broadway interview, like one of those TV Broadway shows, and you didn't get that. And you knew right away that you bombed it.
Yeah, I didn't need to call them and say, so what was the reasoning towards me not getting that role? Yeah, I knew.
1-800-330-9999. Do you know why you didn't get the job? What happened?
So I went on this job interview, and the person who interviewed me ended up being my high school ex-boyfriend's father.
Ooh.
And he, you know, recognized me immediately. I could tell he recognized me. And I'm 100% positive I did not get this job because I broke up with his son 8 years ago.
Wow.
Did he, like, bring it up, like, before the interview?
He brought it up.
Oh, can you imagine? I remember you used to date my son. You're like, yeah.
And then you're just shot the whole time. Like, your brain is like, that's all you're thinking about. You can't go through with the interview after that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's brutal.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why didn't you get the job?
So I kind of lied on my resume. It was just like a little like fib. I just didn't say that I completed my degree, and I only have like maybe like 16 more credits until I complete it. But I wasn't very truthful. And then they pulled, you know, the offer away from me.
Minor detail.
So did you actually go to school and you were close to graduating, or you lied about the whole thing?
I went to school and I'm literally like 16 more credits until I graduate. So on my resume, I just put down, you know, the school that I went to.
And I get that.
It didn't work out so well.
I always wondered that. I was always like, do they actually look at your grades and transcripts? They must.
But I wonder, like, how do they check? Do they even know? Is there somebody in the admissions office like, yeah, Anna Zapp graduated in 2002. There she is.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Of course. It has to be.
How? All right, well, thank you for the call. I hope you got another job after that.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why didn't you get the job?
So I fully believe that I did not get the job because I have curly, like wavy beach hair. And I fully believe that they wanted to hire waitresses only with straight hair. And I think that is a form of discrimination.
Curly hair discrimination. I have curly hair, so I'm very offended.
Yeah, you feel me.
I'm offended for you.
Feel me.
Is that a real thing?
I think it is. I think at restaurants that like want to be more polished and, you know, like this is in New York City. I just think they were just like, no, because
if it looks like you have like a lot of hair, like it makes people think it's going to fall on the food or something.
You know, I just think they just wanted all a their look. Like little twiglet to have straight hair.
I will say I went to a medical office once. And they were all, I mean, they were all beautiful, all the women that worked at the medical office, but they all kind of looked similar. And I remember thinking in my head, like, there's got to be some kind of quota they have to fill here that all these women look exactly the same. As crazy as it sounds, I believe you. I think there's certain places that only hire a certain look and they want to fulfill that look.
Yeah, I think 100%. And I almost think I got called in because, like, I gave an old picture, which is when I used to, like, blow dry my hair straight every day, like a psycho person. And so, and they were even like, so, oh, so, like, the picture is different. And, like,
oh, wow, they thought you catfished them.
Hair like that? And it, yeah.
What's Trending is the top three news stories trending from over the weekend. And why? Nick Fradiani is my special guest co-host while Raven's on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. Ex-Mayor Rudy Giuliani spoke at a 9/11 commemoration, and people were speculating about whether he was trying to be funny and do a stand-up act, or if he was drunk and had lost his mind.
Oh, boy.
Here's a clip from it.
She said, you did a wonderful job on September 11th, and therefore I'm making you an honorary knight of the royal something or other. I know Prince Andrew is very questionable now. I never went out with him. Ever! I met him in my office, and one time when we had the party, right, Bernie? You were there.
Okay, so that's his impression of the Queen. And then he starts talking. Remember, there's all these speculations on Prince Andrew is in a whole lot of trouble lately, if you haven't heard the news about the situations with underage girls. And they were saying that Rudy Giuliani had hung out with him. So he's basically saying he was not that. But my favorite part is when he, like, says this at the end.
When we had the party, right, Bernie?
I like how he's just trying to throw other people under the bus, too. Right, Bernie? You were there. Remember? Wink, wink. We had this conversation. So you can make your own mind on what happened that night. Also trending over the weekend, Britney Spears. Nick, why is Britney Spears trending?
I saw this. She is engaged.
That's right. Her and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, are engaged. She's got a beautiful 4-carat rock on her hand. This comes after last week where her father is signing off on stepping down from her conservatorship. And I guess we see what happens. We know that they've been wanting to get married for a long time. He's 27 years old. He was one of her backup dancers.
So you're saying that basically she didn't, I mean, not you're saying this, but basically the thing is, so just because she had a, her dad was in charge, she couldn't even get engaged. That was
right.
That's wild.
From what I understand, like, she has to take her, she has birth control, so that she can't even have children.
Yeah,
so, like,
I heard that.
They control everything about her life. It's always interesting when we speak about Britney Spears. Do you have any takes on that? Your thoughts on it?
I don't know. The whole thing's really sad. I mean, I don't know. Whenever you see, like, child stars, you know, they're always going through some wacky stuff. I don't know. I was, like, a huge fan. She was my first crush, so.
So you wish her the best?
I always wish Britney the best.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that she's great and she's accomplished so much, but I just, like, something's not right.
I mean, even on her Instagram recently, like, the last couple weeks, even, like, since Pat, even when they, like, her father, it, something doesn't seem right with her.
I know.
She seems very off.
We'll see. And the last big thing that was trending was VMAs. Nick, why was VMAs trending last night?
Well, I did see there was a little fight.
Yes. Okay, we're going to get to the fight in just a second. So the usual stuff for the VMAs. Foo Fighters accepted the Global Icon Award. Lil Nas took home the Video of the Year Award for Montero. Justin Bieber won Artist of the Year. Doja Cat hosted. I thought she did a great job. But prior to the awards on the red carpet, Machine Gun Kelly, who is Megan Fox's boyfriend, right, and an artist, but he got into a fight with MMA fighter Conor McGregor. This is what it sounded like because they were trying to get Megan out of the fight.
Where's Megan?
Where's Megan? I mean, how can you lose her? She's basically naked on the red carpet. Like, everybody has eyes on her at some point.
Right.
But from what I understand happened, Machine Gun Kelly asked if, Conor McGregor asked for a picture with Machine Gun Kelly, which his people said no, and then he threw a drink at him. Now, when I think about
McGregor loves throwing things
first
at
of
people.
All, but who throws a drink? Like, I feel like that's what you do when you're a college girl and you've gotten into a scuffle with a girl that kissed your boyfriend, right? Do you ever throw a drink at somebody?
No, I don't think so.
Would you ever throw a drink at anybody?
Guess it depends.
Oh, never.
I don't think so.
You ever mispronounce something or say something wrong and, like, you don't realize it until somebody calls you out on it?
Oh, yeah. I'm big on mispronouncing and or saying wrong phrases. But one that I do remember, I always used to say that I have bowl legs instead of bow legs.
Bowl legs.
Bowl, like my, yeah. Because I figured, like, because they kind of do go out into, like, a circle, like, a little bit. So I was like, maybe that's what it stood for.
But right.
Yeah,
but not, no.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you don't have bowl legs.
I had a whole disagreement with somebody over the weekend because I always say something happened by accident.
I always say that.
Right. Yeah. And then somebody was like, no, it's on accident, which doesn't sound like normal at all.
Oh, I know what I say. I say by an accident.
By an accident.
By an accident.
Well, you're 100% incorrect. Nobody says that.
I've always said by an accident.
By an accident?
Yeah, it was
like you're purchasing it?
I don't know. I'd be like, oh, I did that by an accident.
No.
I know it's wrong. Right. I'm telling you, it's just, I've said it for a while.
It's ridiculous, actually. I'm looking online because then, like, after I had this whole discussion about it, turns out that I was right. By accident is the only correct phrase to use when indicating an unintentional or accidental carried out action. It's never on accident.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, though. There are plenty of things that I say wrong all the time. And usually Raven will correct me immediately and then laugh in my face. But what did you always mispronounce when you were growing up or ever or to this day? Forget about mispronunciations. Maybe just phrases that you were using incorrectly, too. 1-800-330-9999.
So, you know, when I was growing up, I sang in the church with my family and my dad and everything. And you know the song Amazing Grace?
Mm-hmm.
I would sing Amazing Grace that saved a wrench like me.
Yes. I swear I think I might have done that.
It's so funny.
I think, you know what, maybe every kid did that because I did that for a very long time, maybe well into adulthood as well.
What's the real word? A wretch like me, right?
Yeah.
Wretch.
That saved a wretch like
you
me.
You know what, I think I thought it was wreck. Saved a wreck, like somebody that's just a mess.
I thought it was a wench.
That makes sense.
I didn't even know what a wench was. And then I remember I looked it up one day and I was like, no, this can't be right. And if you don't know what a wench is, you need to Google it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the wrong phrase that you use all the time? You didn't know for years it was wrong.
So my friend keeps telling me this is wrong and I don't believe her. So I'd love everyone's opinion on this. So I think that it's ramen and she's telling me it's ramen. And that seems stupid to me.
No. Ramen is totally incorrect.
Ramen?
Where are you ramen? You ramming the ramen in somewhere? I mean, it's ramen.
I'm ramming it in my mouth because it's delicious.
No, she's right. It's ramen.
Yeah, it's like, ramen.
You wanted
sorry
everybody's
to tell you
opinion,
that.
Right?
Yeah. You have ours, and I promise you it's not ramen.
American Idol, he never mispronounced the lyric, whatever.
Oh, I don't mispronounce lyrics. I just forget them all.
What did your kid shove in their ear or their nose? 1-800-330-9999. Nick Fradiani is my special guest co-host, American Idol winner, until Raven returns tomorrow. But also, I have another special guest, Amanda, who works with me here. She was telling me the story of what happened to her son. And I was like, you got to come tell me this on the air. So what happened? First of all, shake it. What is that? What are you shaking?
That is my crystal gem that my son decided to shove in his ear that he told me fell in his ear.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. How old is your son?
He is going to be 5.
Okay.
Wait, so I have to hear this story. What happened with the crystal gem?
So he picked it up and decided, I guess it would be a great idea for him to shove it in his ear and then proceeded to tell my husband and I, oh, I put something in my ear. So originally it was like really close to the edge of the ear. And then we decided to bring him to the hospital and we had a lovely adventure in the hospital that ended with an ambulance ride to another hospital just to get this beautiful crystal gem out of his ear.
So the crystal gem is not actually obviously a crystal gem. What is it?
Oh, no, it's a nice bead.
Yeah,
just an iridescent bead.
Where did he find it?
Just picked it up off the ground, just put it in his ear.
Decided it would be a great hiding place for this lovely bead.
And did he say why he did it?
Nope, no reason. He just said, I just accidentally put it in there. It accidentally fell in, and that was kind of his excuse.
Right.
So yeah, no reason.
So what was the prognosis here? Like, how far did it get in?
So it ended up going in pretty far. He ended up having to be basically put to sleep, and then a pediatric ENT actually had to come in and physically remove the bead.
Now, why do you still have the crystal gem?
I decided, truthfully, I didn't get our insurance bill yet, and I wanted to know what the hospital would charge for this beautiful removal of the crystal gem.
I love that you just, like, bring it around with you, like, in a little pill bottle, and you're like, my son put this in his ear that required 2 different hospitals, an ambulance ride, him being put to sleep, and an ENT to go into his ear.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Not fun.
Nick, we asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and Verdiana wrote that my five-year-old put a corn kernel in her ear. I had to take her to urgent care, but they ended up sending her to the ER where they removed it.
Wow.
Like, what comes over a kid's mind when they see something small and they're like, let me just put this in my ear and see what happens?
I don't know. I was trying to, I was going to just text my mom and be like, did I ever shove anything up my nose or ear? I don't think I did, but I don't know. It's a pretty weird one.
Dawn Marie says that my youngest used to eat frozen peas without silverware, and my middle child told him to be careful eating that way because it will go up his nose. He proceeded then to shove a frozen pea up his nose, and they couldn't get it out. They ended up at the emergency room, too.
So he's right to the ER.
Right. I guess we're learning. And, like, don't you think at this point, since it's become such a normal problem that children have, that they would have better tools and a better protocol for when they shove small things in their nose
and
ears?
Yeah, what do they use? They must use some sort of utensil. Or do they, like, suck it out?
Oh, God. One of our coworkers just was telling a story how her five-year-old son had shoved, she calls it a crystal gem. It was like a bead that he found on the floor in his ear. Two ambulance rides, two hospital rides, and a surgery later, they finally got it out. What did your kid shove in their ear or nose? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
When I was younger, I was in kindergarten. We had like projects where we would do like corn kernels and we stick them on the pieces of paper. Like we had nap time, so like it was November and it was hot. And the corn kernels would fall on the floor, and I never could sleep at nap time. So I just saw corn kernels on the floor, and I considered myself pretty intelligent, except for the fact that I decided to put corn kernels in my ear and then lean my head over and have it fall out. So I put it in, lean my head over and fall out. And then I pushed it a little too far, and it got stuck. So I had to, like, get up, tell the kindergarten teacher, I didn't remember her name, Miss Zioli, that, there's a corn kernel stuck in my ear. So I had to go to the nurse. She tried to pull it out, but our nurse was horrible anyway, so I had to go to the doctor. And then I had to go to the emergency room, and I had to go put on her to get it pulled out. I was banned from nap time after that.
If you could see me and Nick's face right now, you would not believe the amount of people that have called and people on our Facebook page that have had issues with corn kernels.
You are not alone.
Which is the strangest thing in the whole entire world.
Wow.
I'm Googling it right now because I can't understand this.
Right. It's like the strangest thing. Like, what is possessing all these children to take kernels of corn and shove it in their nose and ears?
Maybe it's like something with like an ear. Isn't it called an ear of corn? Or am I making that up?
Oh my God, it is called an ear of corn.
Maybe that's where it got its thing. I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I forgot about it. I didn't even make the connection.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your kid shove in their ear or nose?
My kid. You know the styrofoam that you put in packages when you unpack stuff?
Yep.
That in his ears, man. She went to two different hospitals to get it out.
Did you ask him why? I'm trying to understand, like, what goes into the thought process when kids want to shove things in their ears and nose.
She just looked at me with her sad eyes and just, you know, I'm sorry, mommy.
Right. Yeah. Gotta be honest, when I was a kid, I thought about eating styrofoam a lot. For something about it, it just looks really appealing, don't you think?
I don't think that, actually. Oh. I've never heard anyone say that.
Oh. Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your kid shove in their nose or ear?
Okay, it was up her nose. She was about 4 years old. My daughter, Emily, shoved pretzels up her nose in a car seat in the back car.
So a pretzel. I mean, I guess it had to be one of the pretzel sticks, not one of the round ones.
No, they were the little ones. Like, she broke pieces off and, like, was methodically just shoving piece after piece up there.
Good.
No idea why.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your kids shove up their nose?
My brother went from his bed to the sofa, and a cockroach went in his ear.
Wait,
and
what?
My father tried to take it out with a tweezer, and he couldn't. And he put alcohol on it, and it went all the way down. It took almost 3 hours in the hospital trying to take that out.
Nick is looking at me. A cockroach.
A cockroach
on his ear.
Oh.
I'm going to have nightmares for the rest of the day thinking about, oh, my God.
That was terrible. Every time that cockroach moved, my brother would jump up about 5 or 6 feet.
Oh. I don't like that at all. That ruined my morning.
Oh, my gosh.
That was bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad. Thank you. I think. On our Facebook page, Jody wrote that her sister shoved a zipper up her nose when she was a kid after it broke off her coat.
That might be the most bizarre one yet.
But like, when you break something off your jacket, like, what comes over you that you're like, you know what? Let me put this in my nose and see what happens.
It's got to be boredom, right. I would assume.
One of our coworkers, she cracked me up. She brought in this little crystal gem. It was like a plastic bead that you find on the floor. Her son shoved it in his ear. He's 5 years old. Ended up two emergency rooms, being transported by ambulance, and thousands of dollars later, safely was removed.
What do you think the decision is, like ear or nose? You know what I mean? Do you think the kid sits there and is like, what is this going into right now? Which hole in my face am I shoving this in?
Yeah.
Or do you think there's no thought process? It's just going somewhere.
No, you have to have a preference. Like, you have to be like, you're either the kid that shoves things in their ears or you're the kid that shoves things in their nose. I don't think you can be both, right?
What about mouth? Do you think they swallow these things sometimes?
Oh, no. There's definitely the swallowers.
I don't have kids, so I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely prefer one over the other. Okay. Dakota, my little one, she puts everything in her mouth. Rocks.
Rocks.
Yeah, oh, God. And I never understand, like, what comes over you when you're outside and you see a rock and you're like, let me put this in my mouth. I think she knows that I'm going to scream, like, no! I think she likes that reaction.
She likes to get a rise out of you.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. What did your kids shove up their nose or put in their ear? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yogo up the nose.
What's a yogo?
Yogo, those little yogurt round balls.
Oh, God. Do they melt?
They sell them in the store. Well, we didn't know what would happen, so it was up her nose. I have a feeling her older sister maybe dared her or convinced her to do this.
Right.
And my husband and I were freaking out. She was about two. So my husband jumped in the car, drove her to the hospital. And by the time they got through all the waiting room at the emergency room, it basically dissolved.
Oh.
We had no idea that it would dissolve. We were worried.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I get it. What else would dissolve if you put it in your nose? Probably M&M's, I think, would eventually dissolve, right?
That'd be a long wait.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your kid shove in their nose?
My son shoved a pencil eraser up his nose in kindergarten, and he informed us at the closing of our house at the lawyer's office. He's like, Mom, I have a pencil eraser up my nose. I'm like, no, you don't. And he's like, yeah, I do. And so when we got home, he's like, I really do have a pencil eraser up my nose. So I put him on the couch and tried to look up there and see and get tweezers, and I couldn't see anything because it was pink, and so was the inside of his nose. So we had to take him to the emergency room.
I was an eraser biter. Did you ever bite the ends of your erasers when you were a kid?
I did. I used to chew on them pretty regularly.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your kids shove in their ear or nose?
Remember Polly Pocket?
Yes.
The little dolls with the teeny tiny clothes? Well, she shoved a blue Polly Pocket boot up her nose.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to say she put the whole Polly Pocket in her nose. I'm like, they're small, but they're not that small.
Just the boot.
Just the boot is all right.
No, just little shoe. And we tried to get it out with tweezers, and finally I covered one nostril, and she blew it out the other.
Oh, God.
Wow, you're the first that didn't. We didn't have to go to the hospital, at least.
Right.
So good for you.
99% of the callers all ended up in the emergency room. Anna and Raven, what did your kid put in their ear or nose?
When my son was in preschool, he stuck a purple bead up his nose, and his pediatrician ended up being able to remove it. But when my husband and I asked him why he did it, he said he just wanted to see if it fit.
Good news. It did. Sometimes kids lie, and sometimes it's really creative. When did your kid lie, or when you were a kid, what was the biggest lie that you told? 1-800-330-9999. Raven will be back from vacation tomorrow. American Idol winner Nick Fradiani has been joining me over the course of the last week. Nick, this comes up because my little one, Dakota, my 2.5-year-old, she hates to brush her teeth. It's like a big deal every time she has to do it.
Dramatic.
And to be honest, like, I don't push her that much because she's like, I figure she's two. She's going to lose those anyway. They don't really count. They're like the teeth that don't count. But I asked her, I said, did you brush your teeth today last night? Knowing perfectly well that she did not. And this is what she said.
I brush my teeth every day.
Every day you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
100%. She would not falter. See? It's her face.
Oh, my God. That was the cutest thing I ever heard.
They make them really cute.
What'd you say? I brush my teeth every day?
I brush my teeth every day. One more time.
I brush my teeth every day.
Every day. Every day. You know when she brushes her teeth?
When?
Never.
Right.
Absolutely never.
Every day equals never.
Yeah.
In her world.
I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, Hayden, my older one, she's the master of, she slyly throws in when she asks me to do something. Dad already said I could, but I just want to make sure it's cool with you. And every single time I fall for it, because Paul is like the responsible one of the two of us.
Right. So if he says it's okay, you're like, right. Okay, then it's fine.
Right.
And she's also figured that out.
She's figured it out 100%. So every time, and I finally caught on the other day, because I'm like, I can't believe that he said that she could do that. So I mentioned it to him. He's like, what are you talking about? And all I kept thinking about was how many times has she lied to me and said that? And it wasn't true. Did you ever lie to your parents when you were growing up about anything?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I used to lie a lot about getting into like trouble at school. We used to get these things called pink slips. If you would like little demerits, and I would always like just not give them to my mom, you know.
I used to forge my mom's signature on, like, when you used to get, like, below a D on a test, and they would have to sign it.
Yep.
Like, don't those teachers know that you're forging your mom's signature at that
they
point?
They should.
At this point, like, my girlfriend Rita, her son is in college. He's a freshman. And she was like, well, when do we get, like, your report cards, like, the end of the semester things? And she was telling me, she's like, yeah, they got rid of them. They don't do that anymore. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, her school doesn't give grades. Rita, of course they give grades. He's lying to you. You know, like,
give grades. I don't know. These days, they might not give grades anymore. Who
well,
knows?
She 100% bought it, confronted him about it, and then, like, sure enough, he's like, yeah, I just didn't do well and all that. Like, come on, Rita. Like, you're
well, yeah, you'd always have an excuse, you know? Like, remember they'd give you, like, you get your grade, like, halfway through a progress report or whatever, and it's like, well, Ma, actually, you know, this one, I'm making this up, and so it's actually, if you add and you find the mean average, it's actually a passing grade, you know? Well, I'd always have these different techniques. You know?
Sometimes your kids tell you outlandish lies. What was the biggest lie you ever told as a kid? It's Anna and Raven. Raven's on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. Stepping in is American Idol winner, my friend Nick Fradiani. Nick, did you ever lie to your parents when you were young?
Most of the time, I feel like I was pretty truthful, but there would be definite times. I remember I was big into sports, and if my dad would miss a game, which he rarely ever did, I would kind of pad the stats a little bit. You know what I mean?
How many home runs did you hit?
Right, yeah. Right. I was dropping 2 to 3 a game.
Yeah.
When he wasn't there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the biggest lie you told as a kid or your kid told to you?
I told my kindergarten teacher that my dad was in the FBI because I just thought it sounded cool.
If you're a teacher, you believe that if a kindergartner says that, because you're like, why would they lie about that? Did you understand what the FBI was at that point?
I had no idea. I saw it on TV. So it was cool.
How do they ever find out the truth? Like, that made parent-teacher night real awkward.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they did. I just, like, I wanted to, you know, come off as a cool kindergarten, apparently.
You were trying to intimidate your kindergarten teacher.
I was
going to
say, it sounds like you were shaking down your kindergarten teacher for, like, extra long snack time or something.
Exactly.
That's how she got her extra crayons.
That's funny.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the biggest lie you told as a kid?
So the biggest lie that I told as a kid was that I was related to Martin Luther King.
Are you related to Martin Luther King?
No, not at all. And I was pretty young, so I never would have, like, known that anyway. But I told everybody at, like, my after-school program and the library that I was related to Martin Luther King, and he was my cousin.
Wow. Cousin. Your first cousin? He's your first cousin.
It's a bold lie.
Right.
My first cousin. That's what I said.
Did they ever find out the truth, or did you just let it roll?
I let it roll for, like, some time, but then I remember, like, when I got older, my parents, you know, they met my friends and everything, and then I was kind of busted.
Right. When they were like, so, your brother is Martin Luther King.
you're like, not quite.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the biggest lie you told as a kid?
Oh, God, I feel so guilty about this one. Okay, so basically, I had finally gotten a good part in a school play, and I was really excited about it, and it was supposed to be happening, you know, at night. But, like, early in that week, I got in trouble for passing a naughty note in class that said S-E-X on it. And my teacher took the note and was like, this is highly inappropriate. I'm going to talk to your mother about this after the play. So, basically, I never told my mother that there was a play. Didn't go to the play. like, invited my friend over and we rode horses and stuff. And I just acted like, you know, it was a normal day. And then when I got to school, I lied and said that my dad had had to go to the hospital. And that's why we missed the play.
Oh, my gosh. So I am terrified of saying that somebody got sick in my family or like the grandmother died, because I feel like it's such a jinx to say that.
Yeah, that's
a
tough one.
Guys, I was 7. So sorry.
You're judging poor 7-year-old. Right?
Is your father still alive?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Luckily, that worked out for you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Dana and Ralph. Ralph, I'm going to start with you. What's going on here?
Dana, my wife, her mother, my mother-in-law, moved in with us recently, which was kind of a big ask to ask of a husband, I think, but I was open to it. It's actually turned out to be a pretty good thing. She helps with the kids and around the house. However, she refuses to wear a bra, and it's getting a little uncomfortable.
Dana, all right, hold on, time out. Like, she never wears a bra? Ever?
Never wears a bra.
Dana, why doesn't your mom wear a bra?
Well, listen, I love my mom. My mom is... She's a straight up hippie. I mean, I don't know what else to say. She just doesn't believe in bras. She's a total child of the 70s, and burning bras was like her thing back in the day. So I don't know what to tell you, Ralph. I mean, just don't look at my mom. I mean, don't look at her. I don't know what to say.
Stop looking at her mom, Ralph.
I mean, they are out there. Oh, the world God. To see.
Dana, how old is your mom? Why does that matter, Nick?
I don't know. Right? I don't know. That was weird.
It doesn't matter how old your mom is. All right. So, Dana, Ralph wants you to tell your mom to put a bra on. If you were to mention it to her, do you think that she would take that well?
No, there's no way. This is my mom. This is who she is. And she would just, like, throw it back in my face saying that, you know, that you can wear a bra. Dana, that's what she would say. But I'm not going to wear one. She's just not going to do it. And listen, my mom has pretty nice boobs. I just
okay.
Have to say.
Good. All right.
Great.
It's weird.
But, you know, listen, I mean, it's not for me. Like, I wouldn't go around parading myself without a bra, but this is who she is. And I can't. She does take care of our kids. And what am I going to do?
What happens when we have friends come over?
There hasn't been friends over when.
No. Okay. Well, fairly new with her living.
Why is it okay for, you know, a 25-year-old girl these days to not wear a bra? I mean, why is that okay and not 60 or 70-year-old mom?
Do I really have to answer that question?
All right. No. Why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because they may agree with you, Ralph, that, Dana, maybe you could just have a conversation with your mom about when people come over or, you know, when she's picking up the kids from school or any time that there's going to be interaction with anybody else from the human race that she needs to put a bra on, and it just would make Ralph feel more comfortable. Dana, they may see your side, too. That's the way your mom has always been. You're fine. If she's not comfortable wearing it, then whatever. Like, that's her decision, and everybody else can just keep their eyes up and look her in the face.
I don't really know how this is going to ever be agreed upon on either sides here, or either party. I don't even know what to say. I feel like I'm not at liberty to even have a say in this. So.
No. You have a say. And whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Raven's out on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. My special guest co-host is American Idol winner and our longtime friend, Nick Fradiani. Nick, throughout the last week, I've never seen your face red, and you seem so uncomfortable as you do right now.
It's like you planned this out for my last day to get to talk about this.
Ralph and Dana, Dana's mom had moved in with them, and Ralph was okay with it and has to admit she's very helpful. She helps with the kids. She cleans around the house. He's just got one problem. She doesn't wear a bra. She never wears a bra, has never worn a bra, but it is so problematic at this point for whenever he has to see her, and he would like Dana to talk to her about it. Dana, not on board, says this is how she always been. You think she's going to change now just because she lives here? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
Hi, I'm on his side. I'll put those suckers away. I mean, nobody wants to see that. That is her son-in-law. And first of all, the grandchildren, what are they going to think when they get older? No grandchild wants to see anything. And whether you talk to her face or not, they're still there, and you still know that she has no bra on. I mean, I just feel that's totally inappropriate.
I'm picturing, like, the grandmother wearing, like, it's like one of those, like, long, like, nightgown, like, old...
Moomoos.
Moomoo.
Yeah, but you don't wear a bra under a moomoo. Everybody knows that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I think that's what's going on here.
My grandma still wears her moomoo. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. Dana's mother has moved in with her and her husband, Ralph. And Ralph even admits she's really helpful to have around. She cleans a lot. She helps take care of the kids. There's only one big problem. She never wears a bra. Never has. And he finds it very uncomfortable. So does Nick. Nick Fradiani is my special guest host while Raven is away. He'll be back tomorrow. Nick, you just got this look in your eye like you're afraid to say anything.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't have the words right now.
I think a lot of people feel like that because it's uncomfortable. What do? Dana says accept her for who she is. It's how she's always been. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court.
Oh, I'm definitely on the husband's side. It's his house. They should speak to the mother-in-law, explain to her. It's making the family members uncomfortable. Let her put on an undershirt. Let her put on a sports top, something. It's his house. He shouldn't be uncomfortable in his own house.
Nick, what would you do in this situation?
I think I would, I don't know, I would make my wife do it. I'd be like, listen, hon, you gotta get across to your mother.
You've been dating Lauren for how long now?
Almost 2 years.
So you're her mom. Have you ever looked at her and thought anything about that?
Like, nope.
No?
And
no.
I was just texting with her and her mother, and she's listening, so absolutely not.
Right. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I think that if you want to get something, you need to give something, but maybe they can offer something to her and say, listen, just basically like a uniform for work.
Offer like prize money?
I know. I was like, a bribe?
Like a bribe.
She said a uniform.
Yeah. Listen,
can you imagine you give your mom like a French maid's outfit? You're like, Ma, yeah. I talked to my husband and he'd be more comfortable if you wore this uniform every day.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
Right. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm more on her side because as a husband whose mother-in-law does not, it can get awkward, but she's entitled to hers.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ralph, our audience agreed with you. Dana, there's no harm in just having a conversation with your mom and saying, you know, Ralph really feels uncomfortable and, you know, it would mean a lot to him if you wore something supportive under your shirt when you meet our friends or around the house or when you go to the kids' pickup or whatever. It can't hurt to just mention it and try.
Fine. I will.
Going to be some awkward family dinners.
Right? Aren't they already awkward when Ralph is just staring at his plate the whole time?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Ralph, you got to be happy to hear that.
Very happy. Thank you guys so much.
All right. If you have a problem, too, even with your mother-in-law's not wearing a bra, you can always email us at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
It's Anna and Raven's Nick Fradiani on Shuffle.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah and Jack. Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you today?
We're good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I can't believe the first try we got.
All right. Well, we're glad you got through. Here's how it's going to work, Vera and Jack. Nick is going to sing three songs for you. You have to correctly identify two out of the three songs, and you're going to win an Amazon Echo. Today's theme is all sad songs. Okay?
Okay.
All right. He doesn't know what they are. Here we go. First one.
Okay. Well, I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you.
Oh, that was sweet, Nick. That made me smile. All right, Vera and Jack, what song is that?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I know the song. I can't think of the title. Is it Landslide?
Yes.
It's Landslide. Yes, it's
yes,
Fleetwood Mac, but I'll
job.
Take it.
And if you see my reflection in the snow,
Wait for it.
Landslide, down.
All right. You only need one
so
more.
Sad.
This second one is pretty hard, though. Okay, can you see that, Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. He's got it.
What is it, Jack?
Charlie Cooper.
Yes!
Nice! You got it!
It's been a long day.
Oh,
without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
You guys have been the best people to play
yes,
so far.
Finally, you left. On my last day, we get somebody that gets it right on, yeah. the, right on the dot. Two for two, guys.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. You won the Amazon Echo. Let's do this last one for fun just because I want to hear Nick sing it, okay? Here we go. Look. See it?
Okay.
I only know the line of the song.
It's fine.
Everybody hurts like my voice right now.
Can you That's guys guess what it is?
Everybody hurts.
That's right.
Everybody hurts.
All right, Everybody Hurts by REM. Congratulations. You just won an Amazon Echo. Congratulations, Vera and Jack. Hold on the line. Nick, you did it. You accomplished our
Woo!
Game.
Woo!